Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
I'm Wendy Shimmin. I'm here to represent the One World Centre Isle of Man.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
The charity was founded as a development education centre in 2004 by a group of people who felt the world could be a fairer and more sustainable place for everyone. In essence, we're all about education and raising awareness of global issues amongst people, particularly young people on the Isle of Man, and encouraging them to do something positive in response. This might be something as simple as buying fairly traded goods, supporting other charities and projects which address global inequalities and injustice, getting a better understanding of other cultures, or taking action on the environment.
Tell us about your team.
As coordinator, I'm the main employee, so it's mostly me that you'll see out and about and delivering our activities. We also have Helen, who works on one of our school projects for Year 12 students and One World Charity Challenge. And I do have a very supportive team of trustees who help guide the work of the charity and volunteer to help at many of our events, such as the Global Village, which takes place every Timbald Day.
Who is the charity for?
It's for everyone. While we do have a particular focus on young people, we also work with other charities and organisations, businesses and the general public. We also work closely with other educators, both in and outside schools. And we have lots of global learning resources, like books, games, activity sheets, that we can lend out to people to use in their own networks.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work with other charities in the international development sector, particularly other charities that are carrying out projects overseas, with groups in the sustainability sector, so environmental organisations, and initiatives such as Biosphere Isle of Man, and with schools and other places of education.
What are your main goals?
Our main goals are to raise awareness of inequalities and injustice in the world, and to help people make a positive contribution to the lives of others, particularly those less fortunate than ourselves, and to look after the planet we live on. In a nutshell, it's about helping people to become good global citizens, developing critical thinking and not just accepting the way things are.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Well, it'd be nice to think that we wouldn't be needed in 5 years' time, but with the climate emergency, threats to human rights and the increasing unrest in many nations, it's likely development education is going to be around for a while. One of our key aims is to demonstrate how interconnected and interdependent we all are in the world, how what happens elsewhere impacts us and vice versa. So we expect to continue raising awareness of that. And we also want to increase awareness and understanding of the Sustainable Development Goals. This is a set of 17 goals and targets agreed by 193 nations at the UN and cover all aspects of life and the environment. We'd really like to help the Isle of Man on its journey to achieving those by the deadline of 2030.
How is the charity funded?
Our funding comes almost exclusively from donations, grants and sponsorships. We're fortunate to receive a grant from the Isle of Man Government's International Development Funding Pot, which has been given to us to carry out an approved list of activities. This ends in September. For anything else that's not on that list of activities, it's a case of seeking financial help from sympathetic groups, individuals, businesses and organisations who see the value in what we do. We also have a small number of members who contribute to the costs of running the charity. And we're actively looking for a sponsor to support our very popular One World Charity Challenge Into Schools competition.
How can people support you?
They can become members. They can volunteer, either to help us with some of our events or by providing help with things like design, promotion and print. Or they can help us to find sponsors for our projects. We're always looking for speakers who can talk about global issues or different cultures. And for people who can help us and the island connect with like-minded people elsewhere and new resources that become available. We also welcome volunteers who are happy to help in their street collections to raise money for sudden disasters like famine or war.
Where can people find out more?
Our website is www.oneworldcentreiom.org. For those who do social media, we have an active Facebook page. Just type One World Centre Isle of Man into the search button. And we are on Twitter as One World IOM. We also have an office in Howard Street in Douglas, but it's not permanently manned. So best to call on 310191 if you'd like to make an appointment.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.